Let's see if that will work here. It's not a German technology, so hopefully it will also work. So coming from Europe with a good old German Lufthansa, I've had a safe trip. So of course this picture is a joke. Don't worry, I'm fine. But maybe it expresses an attitude of the current situation of Christianity in Europe or in the Western world. Close to a crash or close to a clash of cultures or religions, like Samuel Huntington declared a couple of years ago. So how's about Europe? Europe was once the driving force behind Christendom and the birthplace of significant figures and movements which impacted the world. Today, Europe is perceived as inexorably sliding into de-Christianization and secularization. Today, we frequently hear the notion that in Europe, Christianity is out of touch with our times, that the Bible is old-fashioned, irrelevant, or even oppressive. So let me quote Stephen Gustafson. He said, Christianity began as a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. When it went to Athens, it became a philosophy. When it went to Rome, it became an organization. And when it went to Europe, it became a culture. And when it came to America, it became a business. So maybe that expresses the current situation, and my deep conviction is that postmodernity will bring Christianity back to the personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We have at the moment this kind of situation in the Western countries, especially in Europe. A great heritage, but the cross is put down from the walls, in schools, in the public arena, at the court, at the mayor houses, and somewhere else. So the Bible, first of all, transforms individual human beings who in turn transform entire nations. In every area of life, we have seen this remarkable record of personal and social transformation in the past, be it science, or healthcare, or literature, or learning, or liberty. The biblical worldview touched and transformed entire nations and societies. And all that basically came from Christians. The medieval monasteries were the seedbed of the European universities. Oxford, Cambridge, Heidelberg, you know them. Indeed, many of these monasteries and cathedral schools developed into these great universities. And almost all education back then was, in fact, church education. In a similar way, also, the marketplace was deeply influenced by the Protestant work ethics. You know, Max Weber or also Martin Luther, honoring God with and through the daily work. Life and work was closely linked to a vivid faith in personal life, but also in families, companies, and communities. First in Europe, but meanwhile all over the world, Christianity has experienced a big change over the last 100 years. While in 1910, at the missionary conference in Edinburgh, evangelization meant Christianization, meant culturalization, we meantime were confronted with a 20th century full of ideologies. Nationalism, fascism, communism, socialism, and a lot of other isms. And now the situation has changed dramatically, as we can see on that picture. Especially in the Western countries, Christianity has left the public arena, and any kind of ideology and mission is suspect. So that is valid for the moment. The postmodern society doesn't like religion in the public arena and has shifted all kind of religious life into the private sector. So I, as Timo Pluchinski, I can believe whatever I want to believe. In fact, it has no influence in the public life. So if I have a political function, I can believe in God or in the Bible, the Christian faith. That's not the problem. But I can't make Christian statements in my function as a politician or a social worker or a teacher or whatever in the public arena. So we're close to Christmas, and it is used that we, as company owners, send Christmas cards to our clients. But meanwhile, don't do that. It's not politically correct. We don't send Christmas cards. We send season's greetings. The look and feel is the same. The red color, the stars. So it has this taste of Christmas. But it's interesting. The Christ in it has disappeared. So it's the same as before, but without Christ. We remove the cross from the walls and the public arena. We put Christ off our celebrations like Christmas. Or the Christmas markets, the same. Oh, we like this Christmas markets. And I guess 90% of all Muslims immigrants also like the European Christmas markets. But the policy of political correctness doesn't give the permission to call it Christmas market, and so we changed and called that winter market. And that's interesting because it is an expression of a silent obedience not to offend other religious groups. So this paradigm of neutrality is the current religion in Europe and maybe also USA and the Western world. And in the workplace, of course, hiring Christians may be a problem. You can, of course, hire Christians, but not about their faith. So if you are a company owner and you search, for example, for a bookkeeper, and you want to have a Christian bookkeeper, you can choose one, but don't argue with his Christian values. Maybe it's for you the main point or the main fact to choose him or her, but don't argue with them. They can bring you to court if you don't choose another one. Or putting the Ten Commandments in the entrance hall is difficult. Making religious statements, even quoting the Bible, is difficult for you in the public arena, especially if you quote some verses from the letter to the Romans about homosexuality. Don't do that. So on the EU level, we're talking about workplace discrimination, and we have the so-called Equal Treatment Directive. And that means that you can be forced to treat everyone in the same way. That sounds good, and I also don't like workplace discrimination, but there is a fine line between discrimination and respecting religious conscience. And recently in Northern Ireland, there was a confectioner who was forced to make a cake for a homosexual wedding. And he rejected this request. And they brought him to court. So that is a kind of new policy. The postmodern world or the post-Christian world don't want to see any religion in the public arena. And we are, and that's the consequence, as evangelical Christians, sometimes seen on the same level as Muslims extremists. So look at this. In Iraq, ISIS has banned her from being taught about evolution. And similar to that, in 9 states and DC, creationists voucher schools are doing the same to her with our tax dollars. So for a lot of people in the secular environment, it's the same kind of extremists. And it's interesting, if you follow the European public media talking about Christianity, there is no normal Christianity or normal Christians. It's always declared with an adjective like fundamentalists, conservatives, strong Bible belief Christians, whatever. So it is a kind of defensive. So we are in the corner of extremists. So our question is, how to bring Christian faith back into the environment? And there is a business solution. I will talk about that. So it needs a kind of merger of church engagement and public engagement. Faith is always personal, but never private. That is a diabolic lie. And we can't accept this paradigm that faith belongs to privacy. Maybe we have this picture of our churches, and it is indeed a sad picture. But especially we as leaders shouldn't see the future through the ruins of our past. There are new ways, there are new models. And there is needed a strong coalition between business leaders, and church ministries. And that's on our heart also with the WEA Business Coalition. So I like this picture. Maybe the old oak of Western Christianity is cut. Some see that. But there are new shoots. There are single initiatives of people who are creative to be Christians right where they are in the workplace. And business plays a significant role in that. Who was the most successful missionary in Turkey over the last couple of years? All of you know his name. It was Mel Gibson. Maybe not known as a classical missionary, but he created a movie. Maybe you know this movie. It was The Passion. And this movie has changed more lives in Turkey and I guess many other Arabic countries than a lot of churchy activities in the last decade. But Mel Gibson was not a churchman. This movie was not a churchy activity. It was a business. This movie, The Passion, earned $611 million. So it was a big business, professional business. So our question should be, which other products could have a similar strategic benefit for our culture? How can we transport Christian faith in the marketplace and through our business? A couple of years ago, two partners and I, we started a business called MIC, Corporate Finance, and we focused on M&A business. M&A is mergers and acquisitions, so we're dealing with companies, and we focused on Christian company owner to help them if they have to sell their company to find like-minded or same-minded people or investors. And it was interesting to see. So we have a huge net of companies in Germany or the German-speaking countries. with a strong so-called Mittelstand, SMEs, small and medium-sized companies. And just 2 weeks ago, I had a delegation from Qatar in Germany. We met in Berlin. And they are interested in Christian business owners because they know of their values. And it was interesting to see this interest. So maybe there are some opportunities beyond the classical church activities, how to transport Christian values in the marketplace. Or I know a pastor who has a church in it is a kind of industry complex. It does not look like a church, but it is. And he has some space left. And he started a fitness center right there. And it was interesting. There were a lot of people coming to this fitness center. And he, always in the morning at 7 o'clock, he offered a short gathering. So he organized the breakfast for them. So whoever want to join this breakfast. And then he has read Psalms for this kind of people. And it was interesting to see people were joining this fitness center for their physical health, and they got spiritual food. So there are a lot of models, and I want to collect these ideas, to share these ideas, and however what we can do to bring Jesus back in the marketplace. While church is struggling, and that is the case, with a shrinking influence, business people are still having daily access to people and through this business to their families and communities. So there are millions of people no pastor will reach with church activities. And that means that business as mission, or if business is your call, then business is your mission, becomes one of the primary avenues for bringing Christian hope to tomorrow's Europeans. And I found a great quote from Paul Stevens, who is with us today in this new book, Evangelicals Around the World, edited by Brian Stiller. Great book. There's declared, with all the complications of a post-Christendom society, it is wonderfully true that globally in the 21st century, the marketplace is the most strategic mission field. There are enormous implications for the marketplace, which is now seen as not merely a place to evangelize, but as an arena, if not the most strategic one, for the full orbit mission of God. The primary location for spiritual growth maybe no longer the church services, but the marketplace may be the most significant arena of spiritual formation. Does that mean that we doesn't need pastors and churches? No, of course not. But maybe we need the pastors and church leaders in a quite different function. Not as spiritual one-man shows at Sunday morning, but as equippers and trainers and coaches to equip the global body of people to send them out into the business world and the marketplace, like we send out missionaries to Africa and elsewhere. So that is the core function we want to see pastors working. We will see new types of Christian communities. We will see new kinds of companies with the church function and new monastic movements to engage with this new reality. Dual processes of secularization and re-secularization will continue. Maybe many churches will continue to disappear, but many more new companies will be started by dedicated Christians. Companies which are profitable and sustainable, which creates community value and local jobs, and which function as a seedbed for a new generation of followers of Jesus. That's my dream. And that is always starting with a personal dedication. So starting with people who have a personal dedication to Jesus will transform their environment, the family, company, and community. It is more than ever before the single businessman or woman who makes the difference in his or her environment. We are the light among our employees, competitors, suppliers, colleagues, etc. And at least in Europe, the conventional division of labor is no longer valid, that the churchy full-timer are responsible for all spiritual formation and the business people for providing the needed money. This relationship has to be reconsidered. Let's have a look on a short video about the work is worship. So, my friends, we are Jesus in our environment. We are the light and the salt right where we are in our business. Don't wait for a pastor or a full-timer. Work is our worship. What is churchy? Counseling? Serving people? Praying with people? Do that. Baptism? Do that in a bucket of an excavator. That is a new form of church at the marketplace. The Lord's Supper, like Rembrandt painted years ago. Maybe that's a prophetic picture. How does that look like? The Last Supper at the workplace. I will end with this picture of a butterfly. From the science background, we know the so-called butterfly effect. That means that a small impact, like the flutter of a butterfly, can cause a hurricane. Maybe we are sometimes feeling like a small light in the world. Huge challenges and problems. But God has promised to be with us until the end of the earth. So that's what I believe, and I thank you for your attendance.